good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are, with you, Mikhail Yeremeyev. The reason why I want to hold today the Q&A, the question, because I do believe that everyone who started dancing or like thinking to start a dancing, we all have some questions. And I'm here for you to answer any question you have, whether it's from person who never danced before, and you want to check like how I can go from there, or from experienced person who already dancing the long time and want to ask me the question. And you can see here below, I put what was the most important you want to know when you start dancing. What was most important for you want to know when you start dancing. I'm here for you to answer all these questions. You start to, why it's important to write a command, because once you typing, you are engaging. And while you're thinking or you're typing, let me tell you the story. I remember when I started dancing and I want to find some place or like something where I can know everything about the dancing. I remember, I don't know why, when I started to dance ballroom dancing, which is ballroom and Latin together, for me it was very interesting to know everything. For example, what is the dancing is, art of dancing, how the music is going, how like man and lady, how we go. thank you, Alicia. And I remember I was trying to find this something in important information. For me was very, very important. And the thing is, for the different stage of I would say dancing experience, we have different kind of question. And the first question which I ask you, what was important to know when you start dancing, or what is important for you to know now? So unfortunately, I don't have a person like answer for all my questions on that time. And I was trying to search everywhere, in articles everywhere, TV, videos. But unfortunately, sometimes you find articles which is, whether it's advertising or it's some kind of information which you don't feel that you want to read, or it's empty, they're doing for some kind of reason. And unfortunately, in the dancing world, not so much information which can answer for the many questions. But remember, when we start to read about the dancing, when we start to know more about the dancing, we creating image of each dance, which creates a special personal expression. For example, your artistic expression. You may ask me, artistic expression is very maybe like difficult, you have to be artist or you have to be like some kind of actor. No, it's not true. It's every one of us have this is artistic expression in our way. And this is why it's important to know at least some base information which you will feel, okay, if I will know this information, it will help me. Okay, I want to stand like this, I want to move like this, I want to look like that, I want to make sure that my technique is going right, because very important, it's not about the steps, it's about the dance itself. And the steps making our moves very special, making our music special. Why sometimes when you're watching a fantastic, not every great, you know, like, or maybe result a couple you can interesting to watch, but some of them you really, you just watch and you can't stop look at them, because they have something special to show you. But most of the time you can't show you if you don't have. And if you have your own vision of the dancing, example, how you see the dance, and you can create that kind of image, this is very, very important. So, and now let's go and let's start with a question. Anyone who is watching me now, can you type any question which, if you're interesting, what was the most important to know when you start dancing? Okay, I can see Alyssa here is just typing a little bit. Okay. Alyssa is here typing. It's time to ask your question. Yes, guys, it's time to ask your question. She has just a nice photo. Yes, here. Okay. So, I will give you just a little bit more time. Just remember, guys, I'm doing it for you, and I want you to. It will be very valuable if I can answer any of your questions regarding dancing, or maybe you what you want to know. Just now, like on a webinar, it was such a fantastic webinar with Alessa. I'm so glad and happy that this is my my wonderful lady there. The question, in older people, does dancing increase, in older people, does dancing increase memory stability? Yes, if I understand the question right, Michelle, thank you so much for the question. Memory, look, for example, look at this as a, we have like brain, which is responding on some kind of movement. When we are doing any movement involving the physical action, brain respond in sit and think. For example, brain send information to the body and body responds. And after that body respond, it send back information and then with a certain feelings while you're doing that. So the question, if I understand it right, it's conditioning, conditioning our memory. In order, so it's like a training, it's like muscle. When you train a muscle in a gym, you go and you do the certain repetition. So the dancing, it's creates that repetition, which is going back and forward, back and forward. And this is the reason why it's so valuable for the people. It's not only for the older people, it's also for the young people, because for the young people, it's developed much faster. Like their ability of seeing, their ability, because it's trained mind, which is we have a brain, and we have a, another thing is called haptic sense. So for example, we have a 2000 sensors where we, it's like nervous system, it's responding. So once you're moving, your nervous system and muscle memory and brain working together, that's why it's very valuable to condition memory. And I'm so glad that you asked this question. Thank you, Michelle. So now, I hope I answer it well. From Cliff. Just a second. Yes, what are you? Okay, Alessa. Okay. What is the origin of the dance? Just a second. From Cliff. What is our origin on the dance which I'm learning? How did it evolve and what I seeing in learning? Okay, origin was, it's actually start from Germany. It start with the music, which is very, very fast. It's called Venice Waltz. And it start with the music, which is called Walzer. It's like from a German Walzer. And from there, yeah, but it was very, very fast, and the people, actually, because people enjoying this kind of classical music, it was a 3 beats, and it's like if you choose like Strauss or like Beethoven, they have 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, and this is where people want really to dance, they start to dance, but it was a little difficult, and this is where they slowing down the music, and it's become a slow waltz. And it started to dance. Why it's very popular in Vienna? Because in Vienna, they was playing like in a big ball, if you know, like Venice ball and a steel. Very often they make this big, 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 big Venice balls, and it's very famous about Venice balls. But because it was very fast, they make it slow waltz. So I hope it helps. All right. From Michelle, does dancing increase bone strength? Wow, Michelle, thank you very much. Yes, it is. And I tell you one, I have a one student, which is, I mean, I can't say the name, but it's tremendously increased by the annual checkup. The bone structure and strain increase so much, it means the age goes a little higher, but the bones increase. More pressure we put on the bones, more pressure, for example, like dancing, you're always standing on the leg, you're holding the position, you're communicating. It's always go through the in, out, and this is where it creates support. More pressure on the bones, more structure in the bones is changing. And I really like to use this. I remember when I went on one of about the health life events, and we was talking about the body and how the body changes. And I tell you honestly, this thing was blowing my mind. Our skeleton, our structure, completely chemical structure of the skeleton, changing every 3 months based on what we eat, on what we do, and where we live in terms of the world. Are we living in the climate of the, let's say, like Singapore, more like humid, or you're more in Russia, more the dry, or you're living where in Siberia, where dry and minus 40. It's really impact the whole structure. Let's say liver changing every 3 days. So the bones changing every 3 months, completely the whole structure, okay? So thank you, Michelle, for the wonderful question. So then, okay, we go from Alessia here. Maybe you can share for people who is new in dance what is important. Okay. Thank you, Alessia, for your question. It's so nice. I just now was on her webinar and she is now sending the question. It's very important to know what is the dancing. Dancing, it's not about sync, which you just dance with the music. Dancing, it's more like expression. It's our personal expression you put into the dance step, where you enjoy the music, you're communicating with a friend, you're dancing together. And dancing is a great way of, like, if you never danced before, dancing is a great way to start your activity. And it helps to de-stress, it helps to connect like with your partner or like with your teacher, with the group, because when you get in a group, it's really very, very exciting activity like we have in a group. So this is what the dancing, of course, is combination. I mean, I can tell you a lot of benefits, but for me, what I like about dancing, because everyone have a gift, and everyone have some kind of expression, which many people shine to do it in a normal life. But in the dancing, when you move with the music and you start enjoying, it's very easy to open. And from a dancing, it's very easy to bring to the life. This is where it's so exciting. Okay. So you're welcome, Michelle. All right, Andrea. Wow, Andrea have a big, big, big question. I may not able to bring it on the screen, Andrea, because it may look so big. Okay, but I will try. All right, so. Are there any significant difference between taught by teachers who are more like affiliate to WDSF or WDC? Just observing the competitions themselves, the look and feel of competitors different a lot from each other. Okay, Andrea? It's a great question about difference. Okay, I will tell you. World WDC, it's World Dance Council, and WDSF, it's a World Dance Sport Federation. I will tell you the small story about it. Many, many years ago, when I started dancing, these two was together. Yes. And then amateur, when you go from a kids to the amateur, it was it's called WDSF, which is called IDSF. And then when you turn to the professional, it was World Dance Council. And by some reason, something happened, and this is to split. And the two different way, two federation chosen. Number one, WDC choose to be more the dancing as a art. Yes, it's more like is an artistic representation. And WDSF, even the word say World Dance Sport Federation, they decide, they make it more as a sport. And from here, it's to become a little like different direction and a different value. So that's why you can see in WDC is a quality of the, it must be steps, it must be very clear, mechanic, very clear, very natural. WDSF, is very good energy, is very good, it's like very wide lines, dynamic, it's a lot of like speed, like a head shape, because it's like the judging slightly different. It's more like a sport and dancing. But if you want to hear my personal opinion, I think the dancing for, I learned from Bo, I mean, I have a coaches from WDSF, a world champion, I have a coach from WDC. For me, it's very important the way you want to learn. Actually, you can combine two together and you can choose what you like to do. This is the most important. Do you like to be more natural and a classic, or you want to be more like, you know, energetic, shapey, and like big shape? It's up to you. And from my opinion, I really will be glad that they will be together, but maybe it's not possible. And it's so important just to choose your personal thing which you feel like to, you like to dance. And usually when you watch it, the thing what you like, it's basically what is closest to you. So I suggest you write down everything what you like. Okay? All right, we have a question from Evelyn. Many dancers, their knees arched. Why? And how to avoid that? Evelyn, thank you so much for the question. Can you describe what do you mean by arched? Do you mean, can you describe, do you mean their knees, some injuries, or what's that, what do you mean by arched? Okay. So, anyone want to ask the question, what was important to know when you started before, or when you're starting now, what you really like to know? Yes, okay. Okay, I remember. Okay, very good. So, let me just rephrase the question from Evelyn. Many dancers, their knees, they hurting knees, and how to avoid that is fantastic question. So, let's say for example, last time I don't think that I have injuries before, and I have on both knees, and I tell you why. Sometimes it's very important. Many people trying just to dance, and then not pay attention to the feet and how the feet is working. And I remember many students, they have problems with the knee. And why it happened? When we dance and we start, do not only turn our upper part without involving turning of the feet, whole of pressure going towards your knee, because between a body, it's between feet and body, knees becoming like a twisting point, and this is the reason why the people have a problem with the knee, or they trying to dance on the straight knees. If we talk about the ballroom, it's very important that in ballroom we having soft knees, and when it's soft knees, and we can observe, like imagine knees like suspension of the car, you know, it's like a spring which is make our ride in a car very very smooth, and this is what his knee is doing. So one thing why, how to avoid, we cannot straighten the knees if we talk about the ballroom. And number two thing, very important when we're turning, we need to turn our feet. If we're turning our foot, it will release tension from a knees, and it will create momentum from a foot, and then your knee will turn together with the foot. So always turn the foot, and the knee always follow direction of the foot. If the knee, this is my foot, and if the knee follow wrong direction, then this is where it become a twisting and difficulty. Okay. Yes. When it bends, Evelyn, yes, when it bends, it hurts. It means we may, another thing, if we're using a lot of tension from our hands inside like this, and we're squeezing each other, it means also tension can go to the knee. The one thing is just test it. Number one, when you not bending with the pressure of the knee when you're relaxing your knee and using as a kind of observer, instead of relax your body weight, not a working hard relax. It may also help. So I'm glad that I was with you. I don't see any question, but let me tell you the thing. I very, very high suggest to everyone, if you listening to me, that every time, look, when you try to search for the information and you're trying to read or you're trying to look, imagine like our information about dancing. I wish I will know when I was a really, really kid, like young at 7 years old, the kids. When we learn in dancing, it's very important. It's not only about the technique. If you saw yesterday my small live, I was talking about my first article, and I read it that the dancing is not just some kind of activity. Dancing, it's about the fashion. Dancing, it's about hairstyle. It's about expression. It's about artisticism. It's about everything. So once we learning information about the dancing, we creating special image for the dance. And if you ask me for past 28 years of competitive experience, the time when we get to the professional stage, what is give you our leverage to push through and get the great results and move really, really high, is information and understanding about world of dance in general. It's a great question about injuries, great question about what is a dancing, great question about walls, great question about knees compression, great question about what is a dancing. More we know, we it's like, okay, once I hear about injuries, I put information here. Once I hear about walls, I put here. I hear about the tango, I put about Venice walls. And all this information creates based, which is make for us sense. And once we're still questioning, for example, if we go to a studio and ask, okay, Mikhail, can I learn dancing? What is that? I can't answer you in one sentence. It's more like, I can only give you some my vision how what is the dancing. I can show you the technique, but you take the technique and you develop your own product. So what is the I want to, I mean, to take out from this session. We will do this as Q&A, the question, and if you have some very deep question, example, I was really struggling with my first injury. I remember when I have my like meniscus tear, and I'm not afraid to share this. I was really like breakdown, and I feel like, oh my God, I mean, dancing, why is so, you know, injuring? But I realized after my first injury that it's not about the it's about the way I dance. This is why I got, because I was twisting my knee without using proper technique. And now, and after this, I start to understand I need to use the right technique. I need to use a good level of knowledge. I need to understand physiology, how it works. I need to understand the image. And I really admire you, from me to you. Please learn about dancing, read a lot. Read a lot of articles, ask a lot of questions. I'm so glad that my beautiful wife started to webinar about the hair, because even for me as a guy, it's very interesting for me to hear. I want to know everything about the hair. It's like life. We're living and we're dancing, but dancing is a part of our life. Okay? So with you was Mikhail Yeremeyev. Please continue dancing. Dance with passion, and until we'll see you next time. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.